Dave Foley on Today FM.
You're right. I can't stop myself from doing other people's jobs. So I went out for dinner at the weekend, and at the end of the meal, the plates, the glasses are all there, and I find myself, out of habit, stacking the plates before...
Jippy always does this.
Yeah.
He tidies up before the waiter or waitress comes over to clear the table. You do it in the pub as well.
Yeah, I bring glasses back to the bar. Yeah.
This is it. If we're leaving and there's a couple of glasses in the pub, like from our drinks, and we're leaving, he'll take them up and tidy up and bring up the beer mats and all.
I wouldn't put you down to do that. Be helpful in JP. Sorry.
Excuse me.
Is it a boarding school thing?
I didn't go to boarding school.
No, I think it is a boarding school thing, though.
Did you go to boarding school?
He didn't, no.
What are you doing then? Are you scraping off the plates? Like?
I'll do that. I wouldn't load a fully loaded plate with forks on it and food underneath another one. I'd scrape it off.
You're cleaning as well.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I go to clothes shops, I try on clothes, and before I leave the changing room, I'll have folded them back up to put them back where I got them from.
Oh, I do that, yeah.
Yeah.
I would do that, but if I go into a change room where it's just a mess anyway and there's loads of stuff there, it's not really encouraging. So I'm like, well, nobody else done it, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I would be like that.
Yeah.
I would be kind of... No, I just go to a tidier changing room if I was doing that. But Jane, if I've tried something on and I'm not going to buy it, I can't abide that thing when someone is standing there and they're like, I'll take that from you and I'll put it... I go, no, I'll just drop it back because I'm going to get a different size anyway. I'm going back there anyway, so I'll just drop it. I'll just put it there.
Would you not just give it back to the person at the change room and then just go and get the size you want?
I'm going back anyway. So I'm like, I'm going back anyway.
Have you left the changing room in a state of slight undress to go back to the rack to get a different size?
No.
I've done that before.
I've done that.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
I might have left my shoes there. Oh, I won't be walking to the shop doing my socks.
Who's these shoes?
dropping the clothes back, cleaning the plates.
See, JP, if you were in like a really, like I'm talking a Michelin star restaurant, you're not going to exactly do that.
They're jumping in before you though to do that.
Yeah, it depends on the establishment, no? Yeah.
But if you were in the car park of, say, IKEA or a massive shopping centre and you see a rogue trolley, would you not wheel the trolley back to the trolley bay, even though you didn't use the trolley?
No, I wouldn't do that.
I would do that, because it's going to roll around and could knock into a car.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Emer's been in touch on the 087. She says, it's manners. Fair play, JP.
Clearing the plates.
You were brought up well.
Clearing the plates, is it? It is their job.
That's really odd, going around collecting trolleys in Dunstore's car park.
I don't know about that now.
I'm not collecting every single one. I don't have one of those centipedes of big long stack of trolleys in front of me. It's like one if I see a rogue one.
Ma'am, I'm heading out. Where are you going, JP? I'm going back. I'm going out to IKEA again. I'm collecting trolleys again, love. Listen, you have a good afternoon. We'll see you this evening when you get home. I'll have the dinner ready. No, I might have some meatballs. I'm out there, ma'am. Hot dogs are lovely.
Cleaning up after yourself in any pub is just good manners. Most people are slobs these days. It's embarrassing.
I wouldn't leave a mess. And I would put my knife and fork together and I would make sure that it's presentable, but it needs to be cleaned off. I wouldn't be doing a whole stacking of everyone's, here, you give me your plate there and I'll do that. I'll have everything ready for them. And I have to say, right, and yeah, fine, it is good manners and it's to be admired and blah, blah, blah. It's a bit licarcy, I think. I think it's kind of that sort of desperate to be. I want them to like me.
You want the waiting staff to like you for the hour you're in the restaurant.
This is it. And it's the same thing of JP has this thing of like, he has to have you know, the way when they come over and they're like, are you guys ready to order? I'm never ready to order. Because I've been chatting. But then JP gets thick because he's like, they hate us now.
It's good to get on the right side of serving staff.
She says, no problem. I'll give you another 2 minutes. I'll be back in a second. And she walks away and JP's like, she hates us now. Great. She hates us now.
I have to say I'd be exactly the same as JP. I would clean and stack plates, or if I was in a cafe and there was somewhere to bring the stuff back to, I'd drop it back. If I see a rogue trolley in a car park, I would put it away because, again, I'm considerate about the idea that it's going to bash into somebody's car and do damage when they're in the shopping centre or...
See, I wouldn't do that. And I would have things ready, but I wouldn't go to the lengths of, like, doing a whole load of it. Very conscientious of you, Wendy, it has to be said.
Like, anything like that. Again, kind of just normal. Mm. Walking past.
No, geez, it's not normal. Most people don't do it, Wendy. No, I'm not saying that by the way.
I think most people probably do.
Most people.
Do you think?
No, most people are animals. Most people are much worse than I am. I have basic respect, like ground level. And yeah, sure, if it's in the way, like if people can't drive around it or it's like causing an issue, I'd be like, yeah, I'll move that. But I wouldn't go, I won't be like, two rows over, there's a random trolley there, I'm going to go over and put it away. No, I'm not going to do that. But it is kind of, it's to be, I'm not saying it's a bad thing at all. It's to be admired and Jesus, fair play. I wouldn't be doing it. I would be doing baseline what needs to be done.
Walking past it and assuming that it's somebody else's job to me is not normal. What JP is doing is normal.
I think it's a bit too far, Wendy, but fair play to you. David is over there. David?
Hey, Ray and JP.
Hey, David. How are you, man?
Waiting staff don't actually like it when you start stacking plates and cleaning them, etc.
What?
Oh. They see it as a sign of impatience and a sign of criticism of their standards.
Oh! Oh
no, that's misreading the situation completely, Jake.
Turns out they hate you. All of your lick arson, trying to win them over, turns out they hate you now.
I would say it's definitely not a criticism of the standards. However, I would say like 5% of it might be me effectively signalling that I am finished now. And you
hurry
could
up
start
and take
thinking about the dessert menu.
Yeah, when are we getting
the bill?
Jeez, they're letting us chat for a long time, aren't they? Yeah. I think we've covered everything. Mm-hmm. When are we getting my sticky toffee pudding? Jeff says, you were clearly never wait staff. Don't be pigs, from Jeff. I was, actually. And were you?
I've never served food. Oh, hang on, I worked in a chipper once, yeah.
Katie says, JP, I love you. If everyone acted like you, the world would be a better place. This is my point. Everyone doesn't. Most people don't. Love the show. Hey. From Katie. James says, Irish people have a habit of trying to be helpful and nice. That's what makes me proud to be Irish, from James. Yeah, I am polite and I am nice.
You leave the bins out for the bin men and the bin women, don't you?
That's a stupid example to use because that's required.
You have to do that.
Pam says,
jeez, calm down.
That's required.
God, you're triggered. Yeah.
I locked the front door as well. What is
that?
Yeah,
but you leave it all the way out in the correct position, facing out with the handles out, don't you?
Yeah.
Always handles facing out.
Because you're supposed to.
Do you pack your own bags in a shopping centre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if there was a bag packer there, would you help with the packing of the bag?
I just don't like, I wouldn't trust other people to pack my bags.
Oh, you're backpedaling now. All right.
I wouldn't trust them to pack my bags.
I wouldn't like someone else doing it.
Yeah, don't be putting the eggs at the bottom of my bag.
This is the thing. I just say, it's okay, I'll give you the €2 or whatever. I'll just pack them myself.
Yeah, I'll do it. Get away from
Thanks.
Me. A lot of people are like that, actually, because I did backpacking for a while for a couple of different charity things. I was for the Scouts and for something else. As a kid, I remember backpacking in Tesco's. And loads of people, easily half, would be like, no, I'll do it myself. No, let me. I'll do it myself. Probably because I was rubbish at packing bags, though. If anyone wants me.
Do you load your own luggage in and out of the back of a taxi if you're going to and from the airport or something like that?
I would, yeah, out of politeness. But very often the taxi men insist on doing it themselves.
They do.
They have their own system, or they would prefer to know what's going in and out. I don't know what that's about, actually. Taxi drivers, you not trust us. Do you think we're going to steal your spare tyre? As a former waitress, it's so lovely when someone helps with the plates and has them sitting at the edge of the table so we aren't leaning over trying to pick up dirty plates. And yes, it's our job, but it's nice when it's done the odd time, from Pam. I'll bear that in mind, Pam. And Scott says, clearing plates yourself in a restaurant is frowned upon by waiting staff. They just don't like it. Love the show. Hey, Scott. And Shane is over there. Shane.
Lads, have you ever done bar work? You will automatically pick up the glasses.
Because it's reflex.
When you're going to the bar or leaving the bar. It's just a habit from old, which is a good habit, I think.
Yeah, fair enough. Don't stack. I have done bar, terrible bar, bar person,
did
whatever.
Did you not like it?
I was dreadful at it. And don't stack the tulips. Don't stack the tulips.
Tulip glasses. Yeah.
The tulips. Yeah, there's two different shapes of pint glasses.
Right.
Well, there's 100 of them now because every beer brand has a different shape. You stack the tulips. And by the way, I learned that the hard way.
Yes.
When you stack the rounded edge ones.
Sure.
If you put a few of them on top of each other, they go.
Oh, dear.
Straight through. Lads, if you learned nothing from Today FM today, and let's face it, you weren't expecting to learn anything until at least Matt Cooper. Learn this. Don't stack the tulips. Ray Foley on Today FM.